Blog Talk Radio. Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. The recording has started.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless his holy name on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. We're thanking him for another day, for another hour that he's brought us together for a time such as this. We want to say welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, 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 everyone. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful for you joining us on tonight. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We're glad in it. We're glad in this day, in this time, in this hour. We're just grateful, 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 grateful. And we're grateful for you. We're grateful for you, people of God. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. We do glorify and we bless his holy name. Amen. We want you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Go ahead and invite people of God. We are grateful, amen, as you are coming in. Go ahead and invite someone. We're live tonight. We're live tonight, amen. We thank you for your patience. We thank you joining in with us even the past few days. Amen. We thank you for being patient as we went forth in our replays of our 40 days of prayer. Did not the Lord bless us, people of God? Did not the Lord bless us during the 40 days of prayer? Amen. I don't know about you, but the Lord truly has done me well. The Lord has done me well. And people of God, we look to have testimony service within the next couple of days. We do look to have testimony service so that you can tell of the goodness and tell what the Lord has done for you. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. So we thank God for you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you, thank you, thank you, people of God. Amen. So tonight, as you're inviting everyone, we just want to give honor to our leaders, all of our leaders. Amen. Just want to give honor to them. Amen. To my leaders, to your leaders, people of God, we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For these men and women of God that the Lord has called, amen, to lead us and guide us and direct us and groom us, listen, to help us, amen, to come to the full measure of the Godhead bodily. Amen. We are strengthened one ye of another. We are strengthened by these men and women of God who have made a sacrifice, who has indeed made a sacrifice, amen, to come and to give and to feed us, amen, that we can grow by the word of God. Thank God on tonight. We bless them on tonight. We want to come on and invite someone to be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. Glory to God. Just invite. Amen. Just invite, invite. Amen. We're all here in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're back on our normal schedule now. Amen. Again, as I cannot stress enough, we appreciate you. We thank you for being with us. Amen. During these past couple of days. Amen. To our international listeners, we just want to thank God for you. We thank God for you. Listen, wherever you're listening from, we just thank God for you, people of God. Amen. We thank you for tuning in. We're thanking you for continuing to download the messages. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, that the word going forth, you're being benefited, you're being profited, you're profiting by the word of God. And we just believe, God, that even over the miles, even though we don't see you, we know with an assurance that God is doing a work in your lives. So whatever country you're calling from, whatever country, amen, you're tapping in, whatever time you're tapping in, we thank God for you. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen. And we're grateful that you have elected to come and to join us here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God is where God is doing great things. It's where God is expanding our borders. It's where he's continuing, amen, to lead us and guide us in the way that he would have us to go. So we're grateful for his leading, grateful for his guidance, amen. Lord of God, just grateful, amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, as you've gathered again, we pray that you go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. Glory to God. We're not trying to push numbers. Amen. Glory to God. It's not a pyramid scheme. Why the more people you invite, the more people, glory to God, you get money from. No, 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 no. That's not our mission, and that's not our goal. Our mission is to save the lost. Amen. It's the will of God. Amen. It is not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we believe, God, that even as this word goes forth, people of God, that he's penetrating, he's calling, amen, Jesus, he's bringing his people in, amen, out of darkness into the marvelous light. We just believe, God, that even as this word is going forth, amen, somebody's mind, glory to God, hey, glory to God, somebody's spirit, glory to God, is being literally transformed, amen, into the dear kingdom, amen. And we bless God, amen. We thank God in advance for the souls that we may never see, but we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen. Glory to God. So at this time, people of God, we are going to ask our own, glory to God, missionary Dorothy Fan, if she would come and sanctify the line for us, people of God. We're going to ask her to sanctify the line. And then immediately after her, we're going to ask Sister Mary Hollins if she would come, if she would come and give us our scripture reading for the night. Amen. Glory be to God. And then immediately after her, amen, we're going to release the line to the woman of God. We know, people of God, that she has a freestanding commitment with the Prayer News Network Global. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for the woman of God. Amen. Jesus coming to us from, by way of, I should say, Nassau, Bahamas. Glory to God. Amen. Now abiding in Banks, Alabama, coming to us from Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for this woman of God. People of God is none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Amen. And she will be coming to us right after the scripture reading. Get your pen and your pencil, your paper, people of God. I know that the past 40 days or so, amen, we've just been in prayer, intense prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Been in prayer, fervent prayer. Glory to God. And we believe, God, by faith, that God has moved and that he's yet moving for his people. We're looking for manifestation. Amen. But tonight, glory to God, we're back in our routine. So we encourage you to get your pen and your pencil, your paper. Glory to God. Invite again someone to come. People of God, and be blessed in the service of the Lord on tonight. God bless you, missionary fam.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord keeps blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Oh, the Lord keeps blessing me right now. Oh, right now. He woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. The Lord, he's blessing me right now. The Lord keeps blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Oh, the Lord keep blessing me right now. Oh, right now. You see, he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. The Lord keeps blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, once again. Give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your love and for your kindness towards us tonight. Lord, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, asking you to look upon us once again tonight, Lord God. Each and every one of us that come, Lord God, to hear further from you, Lord God. Each and every one of us, Lord God, that come seeking your face, looking for a blessing, Lord God, looking for, Lord God, a pure word tonight, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, for all transgressions. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you in the name of Jesus to create in us a clean heart and renew, Lord God, a right spirit within us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight giving you the praise, the glory, and giving you the honor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, for starting us on another day that we've never seen before. We come tonight, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord God, for how good you've been to us, Lord God, through the 40 nights of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for meeting us every night, Lord God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, for elevation. We thank you right now, Lord God, for taking us higher in your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, higher in your spirit. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God. Your perfect will, Lord God, be done. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to send your choice anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we may hear, Lord God, what the Spirit, what your Spirit is saying unto us, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord God, heal, Lord God, deliver, set free, save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you this night, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, every sick, Lord God, all the sick and the shut-in. Lord God, those that's even in the hospital, Lord God, we ask for you tonight, Lord God, just to save, Lord God, set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Save that boy, that girl, in the name of Jesus, that woman, that man, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save tonight, Lord God, set free, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come to say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for you to look on the speaker tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in her, in the name of Jesus. Let your word be easy, Lord God. Help us to make it easy for her tonight, Lord God. Help us to pray, Lord God, along with her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move on, Mr. Bradley. Touch her right now, Lord God. Bless her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give her a heart desire, Lord God. You know you see everything. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, Lord God, which we know that you are due. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN and Bible, to the PNN Prayer Wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the 37th chapter of Psalms, the 1st through the 9th verse. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. I have read to you the 37th chapter of Psalms, the 1st through the 9th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. We give God the glory. We give God the thanks and the praise. Bless his name for coming back together one more time. Hallelujah. In the presence of Almighty God, we thank God tonight. For protocol had already been established. I stand in agreement with that. But I do give honor to my pastor, who's the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, and his family, the Evangelist Bradley, to the prayer warriors, the PNN advisors. I greet every one of you, hallelujah, tonight. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank God tonight, hallelujah, for bringing us together one more time, hallelujah, to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches in this last hour. Bless his name, and let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you, God, as you've chosen this night, God, for me to come before you. Let me decrease so that you can increase, God. Sit me down so that you can rise up tonight, Father. Let the ears of the hearers be open to what the Spirit of God is saying. Cover this platform with the blood of Jesus. Cover this word with the blood of Jesus. Neutralize the powers of the air, of the regions, of the nations that have taken control, even of this line tonight. We declare that the blood of Jesus is against every plan and plot of every demonic assignment and power that is on the release right now. We thank you, God, that you will let your word come forth with clarity and understanding, God, and hallelujah, in the ears of your hearers tonight, that we will be edified, God, hallelujah, Jesus, but that you will be glorified. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you tonight. Release your presence and your divine spirit tonight, God, to move upon this word, move upon the hearts of your people, Lord, leave the scene where we came in the name of Jesus. And we do thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, dear people, we're going to deal with what I think is a timely topic that was given in the year 2020, but I believe it is very, very relevant for us right now. We're going to deal with the rule of Elijah, the Elijah rule, R-U-L-E. Glory to God. God said it is time, come out of the cave. And so we know Elijah run in the cave, Jezebel. After he did so much damage, he threatened his life because he killed all the prophets. He threatened his life. So he run into the cave to hide. And so you have God had to tell, had to come by the cave to get Elijah's attention to let him know it's time for you to come out of the cave. And so God is saying that there are some people in the cave, some people in hiding. And he said it's time to come out of the cave. Hallelujah. In the spirit of Elijah, in this Elijah rule, God is looking for people that will rule and reign and roar like a lion in this last hour. God, hallelujah, like I said, released this word in the year 2020. But this word is a timely word for where we are right now. Now, because of a lot of people that are hiding like Elijah from Jezebel, we know that the spirit of Jezebel is still in the earth because spirits do not die. We have this spirit in the church because if you read the book of Revelation, it says that this woman who called herself a prophetess under the spirit of Jezebel was operating in the church. First, I will look into the life. I want us to look into the life of Elijah and how God used him in such a dynamic and powerful way to do so much miracles. Now God is saying that the rule and the reign and the spirit of Elijah is released in this hour in the lives of the remnant. Now, the prophet Elijah, he urged the people of Israel, glory to God, to turn from sin unto the true God. His message is just as important today. Glory to God. How many of you know tonight that this is a time Elijah, the voice of the Elijah, to rise up and go out there to turn people from sin to turn through God? It's time to turn to the true God. His message is very important, and God is looking for some people that with that same boldness that would rise up and say it's time to repent. God responded to the prayer of Elijah, the prophet, and sent fire down from heaven. And I believe we know that story. About 100 years had passed in ancient Israel since the time of King David, who had set a high standard of faithfulness and integrity in serving the one true God. Now, a wicked king named Ahab did more to provoke God's anger than all the kings of Israel who had come before him. And that's in 1 Kings chapter 16 and 33. And it says, and Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger, hallelujah, than all the kings of Israel that was before him. Hallelujah. So there was an apostasy that was happening during the reign of Ahab. Hallelujah. And as a result of this, the corruption increased in the land. Paganism increased. Idol worship and worshipers increased. And idol worship increased. If we look all around us, people of God, tonight, don't we see the apostasy that has been released in the earth? The corruption with leaders and kings that is released in the earth. The wickedness that fills the land and fills the nation. Just as we see corruption back then, we see it in this hour in which we live. A majority of the people had yielded to Satan and his demons through their worship of the Canaanite god Baal and Asherah. And before I go any further, there is a prophetic word that would follow this particular message that I'm giving you. Hallelujah, that God had released. So I'm releasing this word first, and then I will declare the prophetic utterance that God had released, hallelujah, according to the spirit of Elijah that is released in the earth. Now, we have idol worshippers in this hour. We just see God destroyed, hallelujah, a few weeks ago that they were having a parade for Satan, hallelujah, and God destroyed them by selling water. God has not changed. Still, God had declared to Elijah, hallelujah, that he had 7,000 persons in Israel who had not worshipped Baal during the very wicked time of this king. Hallelujah. Tonight, 1 Kings chapter 19 and 18, God says, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which had not kissed him. And so back then, these people were kneeling down and kissing this statue, this idol that was made by man. They was caught up in worship. Look at what we are dealing with today. There is no difference. Hallelujah. God have and is raising up, hallelujah, prophets and his people that will not bow to the pressure. They will not bow to the paganism. They will not bow to idol worship. And they will not bow to the system of this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Earlier, God had sent warning and waited patiently for his people Israel to separate themselves from the pagan influence that surrounded them and to return to true worship. But they refused to obey God. 1 Kings chapter 6. Chapter 14, 6 to 16, I will not read it, but you can read it then. But it says, now God was going to bring a severe judgment on the nation to stir them to action. So if you read that, you will see where God sent the warning, and so now he's sending his judgment so that they can be stirred and turn to God so that they can change, so that something can happen, but they refuse to change. Don't we see the same thing happening? In these verses, glory to God tonight, God was speaking to Jehoram, whose son was sick. He asked his wife to disguise herself, bless his name tonight, and go to Ahijah, the prophet who was old and blind because of his age. And so Jehoram thought because Ahijah, the prophet, was blind and old that he doesn't hear from God. But God spoke, glory to God tonight, spoke to the prophet and let him know that the wife of Jehoram was coming and she would disguise herself to be someone else. God instructed the prophet Ahijah to give warnings to the wife of Jeroboam concerning the wickedness he was doing in the nation to let him know, hallelujah, because of this he was going to die. And God was going to deal with the nation. How many of you know tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, a prophet is a prophet, no matter if he is blind, dumb, or deaf. God has a way of showing him and speaking to him the things that he wants him to know. Nothing is hidden from God. God explains that surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants the prophet, and that is found in Amos chapter 3 and 7, hallelujah, to announce the punishment, my God, and warn the nation to change his ways. God sent the messenger, Elijah, the prophet, glory to God, tonight, hallelujah, to deal with the nation of Israel and to deal with the wicked kings, hallelujah, that exist in that time. Now, the name Elijah means Yahweh God, or the Lord is my God. Hallelujah. He is called Elias in the New Testament, in the King James Version, Greek version of his name. He was chosen by God to fight against pagan gods back then. God said he is needing and looking for some Elijahs, glory to God, to rise up and fight against the paganism and the idolatry, hallelujah, God, the my God, the corruption that is happening in the government, in the nation, and in the churches. He is looking for some Elijah. We see the first miracle that Elijah did was, my God, it was stopping the rain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Elijah is the first mention in scriptures when he declared to King Ahab that a severe drought would begin immediately, and that drought was to test God today. That drought was to test and the leadership of Israel. Bless his name. God told Elijah, to tell Ahab it's going to rain. Hallelujah. As the Lord God of Israel says, before whom I stand, he is not going to rain. I'm sorry. He said, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew or rain these years except by my word. And that is 1 Kings chapter 17 and 1. And so God would always honor the word of his true prophet. And Elijah, we know, was a true prophet. And whatever Elijah said, God honored the word of that prophet. And so God withhold the rain for 3.5 years. The first miracle that God did through the prophet Elijah. This would bring severe famine throughout the kingdom. Bless his name. Don't we see famine is happening throughout the world? The rain is falling and the waves are roaring. Fire is breaking out. And so it is destroying the vegetation. It is destroying so many things. The famine is in the land. Hallelujah. The purpose of this punishment was to bring the nation of Israel to repentance of the idolatry. And so you will see God in this hour is sending punishment to the natural disasters that is happening in the earth so people could turn to God from worshiping idols, to turn from idolatry that is taking over many nations. Although unpleasant at that time, Elijah likely understood the potentially good effect of such punishment of Israel would repent of their sins. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God is saying today that just what I did to Israel, I am doing it now, but people are not taking heed and not repentance. I'm sorry. Don't we see, glory to God tonight, that the same thing is happening in this hour? God has sent warning to us already by the mouths of prophets, prophetess, and people that he has chosen, even by the mouth of our apostle S.D. James, that warns us that a famine is coming upon the face of the earth in this same hour. God is allowing a lot, hallelujah, tonight, glory to God, a lot of things that to happen so that repentance can come to the nations, glory to God. But are they seeing the signs? Are they taking heed, glory to God, tonight? When we look around, we see hallelujah tonight, glory to God. Jesus, help me tonight. We see so much idolatry, rebellion, and disobedience happening. And God has been sending many warnings, my God, to prophets and prophetess, messengers, apostles, bishops, whomever he chose to use. Always determine mountains that he blazed. And in this case, he moved Elijah to pray for an end of the rain and the latter for it to begin again. And so Elijah was a man of faith. God appointed Elijah, this man, glory to God, of the desert region. He used to be in the desert region, and God, hallelujah, glory to God, God chose him to go before kings, not just one king, but kings, bringing the message of warnings and repentance. Glory to God. How many of you know tonight, this is a time for the message of warnings and repentance to go in the earth, not of blessings and prosperity. We know that God is going to prosper the church, but God is sending warnings to the nation that rebelled, hallelujah, and come up against him and his people. This is a time, people of God, and season during this Elijah rule and reign that is released in the earth, that God is sending messages of warning and repentance to every nation. No nation is obedient and rebellion because the demonic forces have intensified in the earth. And the hearts of men has become hardened and waxed cold toward God and his word. Hallelujah. Tonight, it seems as if no matter the warning that is being sent out, people refuse to repent. But there is a remnant, glory to God, tonight, who God is pulling into himself, who God is raising up, hallelujah, with the spirit of Elijah upon their lives. Glory to God. Elijah was a Tishbite of Gilead. He was a human being just like any of us today. Hallelujah, God, a man of similar hopes. He had the same hopes and dreams. He had the same weaknesses and shortcomings like we do, but also a man of deep faith in God. Elijah was a bold, direct, to the point prophet of God by speaking, hallelujah, the prophecies of God. And so God is saying, I'm looking for people to rise up in the spirit of Elijah. Glory to God, that will speak direct to the point to let people know what God is saying. God is saying tonight, I need some people with faith like Elijah. Hallelujah. Many of us in the body of Christ, we have little faith or weak faith. But God said the spirit of Elijah is released in this hour. And so that means our faith needs to come up into another level in God. Hallelujah, God. He made fierce enemies, glory to God, but his enemies could not overpower him. When you are a direct prophet and you speak the mind of God, you will find yourself having enemies. People will not like you because sometimes your messages will not be too pretty. And I find myself in that category. When God sent me on many missions, I didn't have a pretty word. I didn't have a good word. I had to obey God because God showed me things and visions and dreams and spoke to me. And as I speak it, I saw God manifest the word that he has given me. And so I find myself, you will find yourself not being liked by many people. But God is saying this is a time. God is literally releasing the spirit of Elijah with the same type of anointing that will overpower the enemy. They are coming forth. These people that God is raising up, glory to God tonight, is coming forth with boldness that will speak directly from the mouth of God. In the name of Jesus, the Apostle James would later speak of Elijah's, hallelujah, in James chapter 5, 17 to 18. He said Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, glory to God, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years, hallelujah, and he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced her fruit. God said, I'm looking for some people with this spirit and with this faith to speak what I say, hallelujah, and watch me bring it to pass. Glory to God. If God gives you a message, God says, stop holding it back. Whether it is pretty or whether it is a blessing message, God is saying tonight, say what thus said the Lord. One, my God, Jesus, help me tonight. One, Elijah was called, hallelujah, Jesus. He did not hesitate to take on his mission. Hallelujah. Even though it appeared that his life would be threatened by the wicked king, Elijah set out at once for the capital city of Samaria to deliver the announcement to King Ahab. And so God is saying, when I have called you, or if I am calling you, why are you hesitating? Why are you slow to take on the mission? Why are you slow in moving out evangelists and missionaries? Hallelujah. I have sent you. Why are you not going? Elijah did not hesitate. God gave him a word for the nation. God give you a word. What happened? Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? Glory to God tonight. This is the kind of people God is raising up. Hallelujah. He's raising up people that their lives will mean nothing. People that don't mind dying for the word of God. He said, don't worry about your life, because your life, my God, is just like a vapor. He's looking for people that don't mind going to prison or dying like Stephen died for the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Their lives mean nothing to them. To them, because God has chosen them. And that's the type of people God is calling and raising up. Because he has chosen and anointed them, their lives will mean nothing to them. They will face dangerous situations. And we heard the word of our apostle when he preached, and he shared his testimony of the situation that he found himself in. Even our former leader, hallelujah, Apostle S.C. Jesus, we heard of his testimony, facing guns and stuff like that. And so God is looking for that type of anointing and those type of people. God tonight, just like Elijah did, they are answering the call. These people that God is raising up, they will answer the call like Elijah is answering the call without hesitation on the mission field to bring deliverance, hallelujah, to this last judgment generation. Thank you, Jesus. It is a time to rise up in the spirit of Elijah to go out there and to declare what God is saying. This is a time for the voice of God to be heard in the earth. Then God said in 1 Kings chapter 17, hallelujah, 17 to 15, and I will not read all of it, and then I'll read a portion of it, which says, then God sent Elijah into hiding as the drought dried up. The drought that dried up the streams and withered the crops of the nation. The first miraculous sign, hallelujah, that God did was to feed him by the brook Cherith, hallelujah, with a raven. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God is showing you here that when trouble comes, hallelujah, Jesus, God will make it possible for you to have food. He will take care of you. Bless his name. Then we have the story about Elijah and the widow. Then God told Elijah, arise, go to Zarephath, which belonged to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. And that's 1 Kings chapter 17 and 9. This was a surprising turn, glory to God, since Sidon was a Baal-worshipping area, and because Elijah was hated by another woman from Sidon called Jezebel. Hallelujah. And so God, hallelujah, sent them back where he was hated. Oh, my God, tonight, God will always make a way and take care of his prophets. God decided to send Elijah into the territories of his enemies to be fed while the famine was in the land. You've got to understand that God doesn't work the way we think he should work. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And he will do the things to, my God, and God will do things to confound their enemies. He said, when a man ways please God, even his enemies will be at peace with him. Hallelujah. God may send you some place that you don't want to go. God may send you some place that you greatest. But are you willing to take a chance to believe and trust God that he will protect you and he will take care of you? Hallelujah, Jesus. He said in the time of famine that we will be fed. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have another fascinating story of how the widow's bin of flour and jar of oil were miraculously multiplied. Glory to God, and how Elijah prayed for God to resurrect her son. And you can find that story in 1 Kings chapter 17, 10 to 24. Then you have Elijah and Ahab, bless his name. Meanwhile, the prophets of Baal were humiliated since they couldn't invoke their pagan god to end the drought and bring the needed rain upon the land. King Ahab, hallelujah, Jesus, and his officials were furious with Elijah, my God, tonight, thinking that he was the problem or the cause of so much suffering in Israel. They were hunting or looking for Elijah far into other countries because God was sending Elijah to so many places. They were searching for Elijah to deal with Elijah because they blamed him for what was going on in the nation at that time. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. And 1 Kings chapter 18 and 10 says, as the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whether my Lord had not sent to seek thee. And they're talking about Elijah. And then they said, he is not there. He took an oath of the kingdom and nations, and they found thee not. And so wherever they went to look for Elijah, God had him hidden, and his enemies could not find him. So as a prophet, you will find that God will have you to go from one place to the next. There is no resting place for a true prophet of the living God. He is always on an assignment. Those of us from EPC Nation are witness to this fact. Our former apostle and prophet traveled to many places and nations, and now our senior apostle and prophet is doing the same thing and has been doing it for many years. And I'm quite sure there are other prophets from other places that is moving up and down in the earth by the instructions of God. If you are a prophet or a prophetess or whoever, God is saying, I'm sending you. But are you moving? Are you going where I'm sending you? Or are you afraid? Are you waiting on money? Are you waiting for the invitation? Elijah didn't need an invitation. He stepped out on faith and did what God tell him to do. Bless his name. Glory to God. Finally, the prophet was directed by God to appear before King Ahab again. And this is 1 Kings chapter 8 through 19. Glory to God. And then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, is that you, O troubler of Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have troubled Israel, in that you have forsaken the commandment of the Lord and have followed the Baal they used to follow. And so, because Elijah was not in agreement with them, hallelujah, they call him a troubler. Anytime you are not in agreement with a person that is doing wrong, they will think you are in error. They will call you a false prophet. They will dislike your message. Glory to God on tonight. And so Elijah said, I am my God. I don't trouble Israel. You are the problem. Today, as we look around, the prophets are not the problem. The people, the government, the corrupt system is the problem, that they have forsaken the commandment of the Lord and have followed so much idol worshipers. So much things are happening in so much nations, and these things have crawled into the churches. Bless the name of Jesus. Whenever you, as a real prophet of God, has a word for the people, it might not be a likable word. It might not be what the earth wants to hear. It might be a word of warning. It might be a word of judgment. So you will, my God, you have to make up your mind, hallelujah, God, to not be afraid to say what God tells you to say. Hallelujah, Jesus. You'll find that people may have even a fear of you, like they feared Elijah. Hallelujah, Jesus. People will dislike you and call you all sorts of names because of what God gives you to say. Hallelujah, my God, that don't please their flesh, that it doesn't please their flesh. And so you will find out that you are not very likable. Bless his name. People in this hour only like to hear words of blessing, our God, and prosperity, or something that will make them feel good, or cause them to not feel convicted and not see the need to repent. That's what they like to hear. That's what the masses desire to hear. Hallelujah, glory to God. But God is raising up real prophets with the spirit, hallelujah, and the anointing of Elijah that is going to cry aloud, hallelujah, against the Baal worship. They're going to cry aloud and fear not, and show the people their sins and the house of Israel their transgression. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, there was a showdown that happened at Mount Carmel between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And that's in 1 Kings chapter 18. I will not read. But this Elijah, this was the greatest public miracle which involved a contest with the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah on Mount Carmel. And I believe a lot of you know the story. Elijah was invited, hallelujah, God, he invited these false prophets and all of Israel to demonstrate, to show that Baal had no power at all against the God of Israel. Hallelujah, Jesus. The outcome of that is that God would demonstrate to them who is the true and the living God. Elijah's greatest public miracles involved this contest with these 450 prophets of Baal. Hallelujah, Jesus. Elijah told the large crowd, the large crowd of people, I am alone. I am left alone with the prophets of Baal. But God had to remind Elijah that I have 700 other prophets that have not bowed to the knee of Baal. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are not alone. And so sometimes as a prophet alone, you may feel like, my God, that God is not with you at times. But God is saying, I am with you. Even though people, hallelujah, he said, when your mother and father forsake you, then the Lord will lift you up. And so we see here in 1 Kings chapter 18 and 21, and Elijah came unto all the people and said unto them, how long halt ye between two opinions? If God, if the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal be God, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. God would give convincing proof that day that he was the God of Israel. And so these people could not answer Elijah. Hallelujah. God gave them an option. If you're going to serve me, then serve me. If you're going to serve God, then leave me alone. Hallelujah, Jesus. And today, that is what God is saying. If you're going to be in church and serve and worship God, live holy, live right. If not, then leave me alone. If you're not going to obey the commandments and follow the statutes and the word of God, God is saying tonight, leave me alone. Glory be to God. This is the time and season, glory to God, tonight, under the Elijah rule, that God will let all pagan worshipers and other worshipers know that he is a God that rules and reigns in the earth in every single nation that is upon the face of the earth. As we look at this, the contest began. Throughout the day, the false prophet of Baal began to call on their God. They tried to call fire down. They tried to do everything, glory to God. And if you read it, Elijah starts to mock them. He said, maybe he is deaf. Maybe your God is sleeping. Maybe he's on a faraway trip someplace. You need to call a little louder. You need to call him a little stronger. He starts to mock them because their God, Baal, did not answer them. Glory be to God on tonight. And so at the end of the day, Elijah called on Israel's God to send fire to swallow up the sacrifices prepared for him. God responded to Elijah's prayer in a moment. consumed the carcasses. All the water in the trench was dried up. Hallelujah. It burned up the wood, and it burned up even the stones that they built to put the sacrifice on. And so God is showing them, these pagan worshipers, that there is a God that you refuse to serve. Glory to God. This is a time to rise up in the spirit of Elijah to let the devil know that God has given us the power to call fire down from heaven against every plot of the Elijah reign and Elijah rule. Are you available tonight? God wants to know, are we available? Elijah exposed the deception of the false prophets of Baal, and at least the hearts of the Israelites, they were now convinced that only Israel's God could do this miracle. Bless the name. We serve a miracle-working God. And if we would stand up like Elijah against the paganism, my God, if we would just, my God, operate in the spirit of Elijah to let these people know today that we serve a God who is a God of miracles. I believe that God would show up like he showed up for Elijah and the prophets back then. Elijah then ordered the Israelites, my God, in the name of Jesus, to execute and destroy all of those false prophets. And you can find that in 1 Kings chapter 18, 36 through 40. Bless his name. Then God's spirit moved Elijah to pray after this had happened that it would rain. And the rain began to come upon the face of the earth. Bless his name. Hallelujah tonight. God has not changed, people of God. He exposed all the deception of the false prophets of Baal back then. Hallelujah. He has not changed. And he is exposing and will expose every false prophet that has risen up in the churches and in the earth in this last hour that is operating with the spirit of lies and deception that comes and parade themselves as wolves in sheep's clothing in the body of Christ and in the house of God. Those that parade themselves as angels of light. This is a time for the Elijah rule and the Elijah reign, and for us to rise up and begin to roar, begin to lift up our voices in the earth so that the power of God and the spirit of Elijah can be felt and seen. Now we're dealing with Elijah and Jezebel. Glory to God tonight. When the false prophets of Baal were dead, Elijah came under a death threat by Jezebel, the wicked wife of King Ahab. As Israel's queen, she brought the worship of her god Baal into the nation of Israel, influencing King Ahab to worship Baal and set up idols in Israel. And that's in 1 Kings chapter 16 and 31, 1 Kings chapter 21, 25 to 26. God's prophets who bring messages of warning are often hated and accused of actually being the Jezebel and the false prophets of Baal, hated Elijah, and they spare no effort if they could catch him to kill him. Bless his name. So in this hour, people of God, we have two major prophetic voices. Glory to God. And I'm getting into what God was saying from the year 2020. He said, in this hour, we have two major prophetic voices speaking in the earth. Hallelujah. The spirit of Elijah and the spirit of Jezebel is very loud in the earth. Hallelujah tonight. This Jezebel spirit is the spirit of influence and control, manipulation, lies and deceit, paganism and idolatry. Hallelujah. We can look and see by what is happening, glory to God, in the earth. Hallelujah. That the spirit of Jezebel is very much alive in this last hour, and she is a witchcraft demonic spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, on tonight. Thank you, Lord. In a moment of human weaknesses, we're getting back into to Elijah. In a moment of human weaknesses, Elijah was deeply discouraged, but it wasn't long before God reassured Elijah and sent him back again to face King Ahab.
Elijah was to deliver the message that Ahab and Jezebel would both die in humiliation death because of all the wickedness and atrocities they did, all the evil deeds they did, and they refused to repent. And that is found in 1 Kings 21 to 24. And it read, "And Ahab said to Elijah, how hast thou found me, O my enemy? And he said, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that shut up and left in Israel, and will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel." How many know that spirits don't die? Jezebel may be dead, but her spirit isn't dead. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. The world today still has its Ahab, and the world today still has Jezebel. The present age also has its idolatry in this present time, though it may be more subtle than that of Elijah's day. You know, you might not see it as much. It might not be as loud, but it is here in the times that we live in. The shrines of pagan worship may not be as visible in a basically Christian-professing society. Hallelujah. And there may be very few carved images that people actually worship. Bless his name. Yet millions are following after the gods of this world. Hallelujah. Today, idols can be your riches. Idols can be fame. Idols can be the pleasures of this life, and pleasant-sounding fables that occupy the hearts and minds of many. An idol could be the car that you drive, the house that you live in. An idol could be you worshiping other people that are leaders. Bless his name. Hallelujah, God, my God today. And so the idols may not be who we think it is, but God is saying so many things have become idol in this hour. Hallelujah. And many in the church are not aware sometimes that they are making other people and things idol before God. And so in this end time, God is raising up the spirit of Elijah. Sometimes prophecies can have multiple fulfillments. Bible prophecy seems to point to another Elijah-like work that will arise at the end of this age before the coming of Jesus Christ and before the coming of God's great wrath upon this earth. The prophet Malachi declared, "Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." Malachi 4, 5 through 6. If we are sensitive tonight, people of God, to the voice of God and know what he is doing and understand what he is saying, hallelujah, God, we'll understand the prophetic voices. We know and see that the rule and roar and reign of Elijah is in the earth. Bless his name. Was John the Baptist, because we heard about John the Baptist, he was not Elijah, but the Bible says after the figuration, hallelujah, there were three disciples that saw Moses and Elijah, and they asked Jesus, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And that is found in Matthew chapter 17 and 10. Jesus explained that John the Baptist was the fulfillment of the Elijah prophecy. And that's in verse 11 through 13. God, hallelujah. And verse 12 says, "But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer." Verse 10 says, and verse 11 says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall come first and restore all things." And so this is the hour where the spirit of Elijah is in the earth, and there's a spirit of restoration that is being done right now in the church churches and among God's people. The same way John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, hallelujah, God, God is saying he is doing it in the churches and in the life of his people. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Luke chapter 1 and 17 says, and he shall go forth before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedience to the wisdom of the just, to make ready the people prepared for the Lord. And so God is releasing the spirit of Elijah to prepare the heart of this generation for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And commission much like the one of the first Elijah. Scriptures indicate that an Elijah-like message to repent and obey will be preached by the church of God in this last hour. God is releasing the spirit of repentance in the earth to his prophets that carry the spirit of Elijah in this last hour. Matthew 24 and 14 says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. It's time to preach the gospel of repentance because the end is here and God is ready to come. Matthew 28, 19 to 20 says, go ye therefore, hallelujah, tonight and teach all nations, not just some nations, and there are many nations connected tonight. He said, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Glory to God tonight. God is calling for us to rise up in the spirit of Elijah, to go out there and compel them to come, to call them to repentance. Luke chapter 5, and the Lord said unto the servants, go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. What does the word? God wants to fill his house. God wants to do something in the house of God. And he said, you got to go out. We've got to go out and compel them to come. What does the word compel mean? Compel means to force or oblige, or my God, force something, or my pressurize into, pressure, impel, drive, press, push, urge, prevail on, beat into, bully into. Can we understand what God is saying? Glory to God. These are the definitions of the word compel. Hallelujah. Are we compelling people? We're living in a time and season where people no longer want to, my God, say anything, want you to say anything to them about salvation, their souls, or they don't want to hear about the message of hell and the lake of fire. They don't want to hear the message of judgment and warning. When you go and witness to people, they turn a deaf ear, and we just leave them alone and not try to make them see or understand that the hallelujah tonight. When you look at the word compel, that is directly out of the word of God. Let us examine ourselves tonight to see if we are doing what this word says we should be doing. A lot of times they say, when you continue to talk to them or try to make them see, they say, you are judging me. When you point out what they're doing, they're wrong, they say, you are judging me. Or if you talk to them about changing that they need to make, or just talk to them about Jesus, they get offended. So we just leave them alone. But God is telling us here tonight in his word the way he wants us to win souls. He said, make them come. He said, pressurize them. Oh, God, tonight, if God said, compel them and make them come, why do we leave them alone? Why do we say, don't worry about them? Sometimes we give our tracts and say nothing else. But God is saying tonight, it's time to open our mouths and make them hear what I have to say in the name of Jesus. That's how they bullied people, beat them, beat down people. They pressurized people or forced people against their will with other things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Look at the way, glory to God tonight, many of the Christians are being treated by people who do not believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in the Bible. They are offended. the law to protect them. You can go to jail or go before a judge. And so what they're doing to us, what we should be doing to them, they're forcing us. They're making us, hallelujah, go against the word of God. Go against the laws of God. They, my God, tonight, if we could just hear the heart of God to his word on tonight. They don't want prayer or the word of God to be in public or in the schools. Many are going to prison and being persecuted and even killed for the word of God. God is saying here that he is expecting us to have that same attitude when it comes to evangelism and preaching and reaching out to souls, souls of men. God is saying tonight, glory to God, hallelujah. Jesus, it's time to pressurize them. It's time to push and force these people to accept the gospel of Jesus Christ, to accept them and to accept him as Lord and Savior. But we are afraid to cause them. We are afraid to tell them. We leave them alone, but we are going to be held accountable to Jesus Christ. When you be real and tell the truth, like the prophet Elijah and the prophets of old, you will find that you will be rejected. And so we got to get used to being rejected in this last hour. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. What God wants today. Hallelujah. We can learn about the message of the final of Elijah by studying the mission of John the Baptist. Gabriel brought a message from God that a prophet was coming to announce that Jesus was the Christ, the long-awaited Messiah. John the Baptist was that prophet and declared Jesus. That same John the Baptist was an Elijah-like figure in addition to one who would come later on. Bless his name. In Matthew chapter 11, 12 to 14. And I wouldn't read it. It talks about John the Baptist, hallelujah, my God, preaching about the kingdom. And the kingdom suffered violence, and the violence got to take it by force. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so an angel declared of John's mission, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him, who? Jesus Christ, in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of these children. And so God is saying, who are these children who are disobedient? He say, I'm turning the hearts. And so God wants us to rise up. He's looking for some people that would operate in the spirit of Elijah to rise up and turn the heart of this generation, the heart of these children that are disobedient to the Lord. Hallelujah. The message of Elijah, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. It needs to go forth in the earth. And God is saying it's time to do it. It's time to now wake up from the slumber, wake up from our sleep, and do what God asks us to do. Glory to God. And here we have now the word that God has sent out in the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Elijah rule deals with the declaration of the prophetic voices. And this is the word that God has released. It deals with the prophetic voices that God is releasing in the earth in this last hour. The word concerning 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20 was released in the year 2020. And God spoke and said, in that year, there are three things we should expect to happen. Now, the first thing God said is the roar, his name, the roar of Judah praise, hallelujah, God say will break out like never before. And how many of you know that there is a praise released, hallelujah, in the earth, and God is releasing in the church that is now going out? He said there will be kingly anointing of justice and praise that will be released upon the earth. It takes a kingly anointing to go up against and overcome other kingdoms. This is a war of the kingdom, God is saying, a clashing of principalities, powers, and rules. Prophets cannot take down a king or his kingdom. Only a king or a queen have the authority to do that. Bless his name. So moving in a kingly anointing of the line of the tribe of Judah will rule and reign. That's what God is saying. For those prophets and people that he's raising up, that they will move in a kingly anointing of the line of the tribe of Judah, and they will rule and they will reign. To rule and reign in the earth. And he said the praises of God should be in their mouth, and the power of God shall be in their hands. In Psalms 144, 1:6-9, it says, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Cast forth thy lightnings and scatter them, shoot out thine arrows and destroy them, send thine hand from above, rid me and deliver me out of the great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. He said, I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon the psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings, where I praise thee. Bless his name. And so God is saying, it's time to execute vengeance, but it's also time for the remnant to raise up that we have never seen before. God is raising up the remnant in this hour, and the critical masses is about to run over and come forth with power and with boldness like we have never seen before. The remnant will roar with truth and justice. They will tell it like it is, and they will not be stopped. God said they will not be muzzled, and they will not be shut down. Number two, he said, believe in the Lord, and he will be established. God is establishing his saints, bless his name, in this time. This word established means that we will not be moved. We will not be shaken, and God is shaking the kingdoms of this earth. God is exposing them and the filth of the corruption and sin and evil and wickedness. He is establishing his new kingdom, oh my God, tonight, to expose evil and sin and wickedness. He is exposing his kingdom and to rule and to reign and remain. That's what he's doing. There's an establishment of the kingdom of God that he's doing now that will rule and reign, and it cannot be moved. The church will take dominion in the earth. God is establishing, building, and performing or reforming his church. This has nothing to do with man, but strictly the hands of God. God said we need to rise up and prepare ourselves for the revival of what is releasing. Hallelujah, Jesus. What he is releasing, everything we need is coming. God is releasing it by prophetic provision. I will add to this word what our apostle Huggins said when we were in revival. He said the 10 camels is coming, which means that the blessing is now getting ready to be released. We are in the decade of the mouth. This is what he said. We are in the decade of the mouth of the prophets. And it comes, when I look at it, it comes together with this word that God has given in the year 2020. He said, we are in the decade of the mouth or the decade of the faith. He said, this is a time to turn to where the Father is looking. Camel means supply for years or decade. That's the meaning. In Genesis chapter 24:63, it says, and Isaac went out to mediate in the field at eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. When Isaac's wife, Rebecca, came to meet him, she came with a camel full of supplies. In Genesis 24:10 and verse 63, it says, and the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. So camels are burden bearers. Everything we need is coming. 10 camels are coming, loaded to do the Father's business. This is what he was saying to us. He said, the number 10 means to deal bountifully. It means judgment of reward. It means divine order. It means bounty, and it means blessing. Blesses him. So everything we need is on the way. This is a time of breakthrough. The heavens have already declared it. Our Father has wealth, and he is bringing it to you and me. He did not say that our problems are over, but it is to develop you. So whatever you're going through, God said, I'm doing it to develop you. It may be painful, but it is to make me to be what God has called me to be. The vastness of the Father's beginning of a new season. God used 2022 to cleanse the house of God. Now his eyes is outside of the house. Hallelujah tonight. If you don't take pleasure in what you do, if you don't take pleasure in what you do, it means nothing will happen for you. He said it's time to turn our faces to where the Father's face is turned. Glory be to God. And so that's the word that he gave us. And number three, believers profit and you will prosper. God told Jehoshaphat, believers profit and he shall prosper. The two prophets of the Most High are rising up in this last hour. They are coming out of the caves and out of their hiding places in this, starting in this year, as the number 5780 stands for the year of the mouth. God is turning up the volume of his true prophet's voice. The prophets of justice will rise and accomplish the will of God in the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Apostle Huggins also told us during this revival from 2020 is the year which the mouth, which means will begin to speak. He said we are in the decade of 2020, the decade of the mouth, or the decade of the faith. He said we are going to 2030, the next 7 years. These are the years of the mouth, that the mouth must speak. This is a time now to declare what's happening. What is the message for the nation? He said everybody's prophesying, but what is the word for, or the message for the nation? He said this is the time to turn our faces to where the Father is looking. He said this is the declaration of the year of the camels. How do we function as a church? It was a question that was asked. He said 2022 was a year that God renovated the house. It was a year of renovation for the house of God. God changed something in his house within the year 2022. And if you are prophetic and you know what God is doing, you go around and see that this has happened and it's taken place. Everything that was out of alignment, he said, because the church has gotten out of course. It was out of alignment. God has to do something to get the church attention. This is a time of restoration for God's people. A new supply of God's goods, again, is on the way, people of God. We are going into a new cycle. This is what he is saying. God will close one cycle before he starts another. God will close one phase before he opens another. Hallelujah. He is getting ready to reset. God will reset the church. It is time for a move of God. A new move of God is on the way. God has not changed. Hallelujah, God. And so God is doing something new in the body of Christ. Bless his name. Hallelujah on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. This is the hour and the season. God is speaking to those who are hiding and have been hiding. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God said he is asking them, what are you doing in the position where you are? So God is asking a question tonight. What are you doing in the place where you are right now? What are you doing with the ministry I have given you? What are you doing with the resources I have given you? What are you doing with the family and the visions and dreams I have given you? What are you doing with the purpose that, what is holding you back? This is the season and the hour God is sending or releasing his prophetic people, his prophetic voices that he has placed in the earth. Hallelujah. He has sent out and summoned to demand them to seek him. And so God said those that he's called with a prophetic voice, he is demanding and summoning you into his presence to seek his face so that he may speak to you, to come before his presence with a broken and contrite spirit. He is delivering them from the spirit of fear and divination, the spirit of the python that has wrapped itself around your ministry and around your life and your family. This is that is sucking the life out of them. Hallelujah tonight. He said those that have been depressed and oppressed, those who lack and sorcery, stagnation and hindrances, setback, roadblocks, every demonic force that have been keeping them back and entangling them. God say, hallelujah, messing up their mind. He say, is there a release happening in this time? Those that are seers and visions of God or visionaries of God that are being caught up in the imagination of the evil ones will be set free by the power of God. He said, "This God is saying this is a time to be bold and not be afraid." God said he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. God said, don't be afraid to speak out loudly, for there is a roar and a yoke-breaking anointing that is in your voice. So God is speaking to someone that he tells to go and lift up your voice. He said, you have power in your voice. Blesses him. God is raising up his prophets with the anointing and spirit of Elijah. An army of prophets is coming, hallelujah, coming out of the cave, out of the hiding places. When you leave your keys, hallelujah, come on, you will be elevated. When you do what God says he wants you to do, God says he will elevate you and move you forward. Then, my God, and then you'll find yourself in the right position when you obey his voice. When you listen to what he's saying, God said this will be the last time you'll be in a place or a pit of testing and darkness, hallelujah, by the enemy that has held you restricted, because he's releasing the spirit of Elijah for his people to move forward. Hallelujah. He said this is a time to take off. This is a time to move forward. Get out of your graveyard clothes. Glory to God. This is the time, hallelujah, and the season for the new breed and the Joshua generation to become a new creation, to go beyond the birth. God said to come out and listen to a still small voice. Whose voice are we listening to in this season? And so God says, time to come out. Come out and listen to my voice. This is the war of the voices. Hallelujah. There's a war of the voices that will be heard in this last hour, where your words will not fall to the ground. God said in 2020, this word, that your words will not to the ground. This is the war of words, the war of frequency, and the war of the waves. Satan, the prince of this world, is trying to take over the metaphors, hallelujah, God, and he's taking over the medias, and the airwaves and the regions. He is releasing the demonic forces of manipulation and information, especially misleading information in political and spiritual areas. A propaganda is released in the earth in this hour. A mind-controlling demon has been released upon, bless his name, our youth and our young children and the multitude of people worldwide. Epidemic is on the rise. Something greater, bless his name, tonight and more devastating is about to hit the face of the earth. A socialistic spirit is trying to take control of our freedom of speech. But the Elijah's, hallelujah, in this last hour will begin to rule and roar and reign loud with the truth and justice of the word of God. There's a pure praise and worship that will begin to break out. Bless the name of the living God. The Bible says, believe in its prophets and you will prosper. Are we prospering in this hour? If not, then we need to examine ourselves and find out who we are listening to. Many people are under ministries that do not have a prophetic voice or a leader that can hear the voice of God. If we find ourselves in a place where we are not prospering, then a self-evaluation and examination needs to be done, bless his name, to find out what prophetic voice are we listening to, who is truly speaking into our lives, which voice do we let speak into our spirit man. And God said, I'm almost done. And God said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And so the two prophetic mouthpieces in this new season, God says there are two mouthpieces that will raise up in this last hour, like we said before, at the mouth of Jezebel and the spirit of Elijah, the people that are operating in the spirit of Elijah. In this hour, there is a horn, which means a voice speaking very loudly, traumatizing God's people. This voice is bold, arrogant, proud, and condemning. The righteous, they're condemning the righteous, and it is blasphemous in this last hour. It is lying against God's people, threatening them, stopping them from speaking up and out against sin, iniquities, and certain issues. It is stopping them from teaching and preaching the truth, trying to stop them from praying and saying the name of Jesus, burning church buildings and causing chaos and problems in the earth and confusion. It is spewing out, this spirit is spewing out curses and death threats, negativity and witchcraft that is in the world today. Day and night, it is sending out of his name. It is instilling fear in the church and in the Christians and having Bible values. They are closing. They try to shut us down. These demonic entities want the church to die. They want to destroy human beings, hallelujah, that God has placed in the earth. They are bullying people that are speaking out. They are coming against people who are speaking out. But there is a voice that will take a stand and begin, glory to God, there was a voice that will take a stand and begin to prophetically decree and declare the word of God. This voice will bring hope, life, power, purity, and righteousness and holiness, truth and justice will be restored. This is a war of the mouthpiece. One side was declaring judgment and the other side declaring mercy. God said that America and many nations will be dealt with and swept away, but the prophets are crying mercy by the word, his word, and from the mouth of his prophets. God said it shall come to pass. God always honored the words of the prophetic voices, so whatever the real prophets are declaring, God will honor their words today as he honored the words of the prophets back then. And so God is saying tonight that he has released this prophetic word of Elijah in the earth. And he says, we are heading into a time, as I close right now, we're heading into a time of the one world order where the testing of our faith will work patience in us. The time of great tribulation is right ahead of the church, but Jesus will pronounce judgment in favor of the saints, of his holy people. Hallelujah, God. And you could find that in Daniel chapter 7:22. He said, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And so God is getting ready to place judgment, but the saints of God, we will possess the kingdom because God has released the favor of God, and the sound of the trumpet is happening in the earth. This is the sound of rejoicing for the servant, for his people. The spirit of Elijah is in the earth, which means that there is a jubilee happening right now, which means that the trumpets are sounding, which means this is a time for us to rejoice. Elijah broke the curse of famine. And so God said the curse of famine will be broken. 2022 was the year when the servants of the Lord will not boast in themselves, not in a solution or a fleshly way. But this is the time God is pulling them out, and they're going to preach the gospel of repentance, and they're going to preach the truth that God has sent them to preach. And so as I'm done tonight, God is saying unto us tonight that this is time to get out of the flesh. God is pulling his people out of these fleshly, these spotlight positions that has these carnal desires and carnal ways of thinking. He said this is a time where God calls the Elijah, the Joshua generation with the spirit of Elijah that will get up and cry out. Hallelujah tonight. And so I don't know about you tonight on this ground, but God has sent this message tonight, and he said, I have sent the spirit of Elijah, hallelujah, that is now in the earth, and he's expecting us to rise up with power and authority. He is expecting us to rise up, hallelujah, and go forth with boldness and authority and stop being afraid and stop finding excuses as to not do what God has called us to do. Hallelujah. He's looking and scanning the earth for you and me in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for what you have spoken, God, that your word has not fallen on deaf ear. But God, that you will release the spirit of Elijah. Hallelujah. Over this platform, that you will release the spirit of Elijah over the prophets and the prophetess, the pastors and the apostles, whoever is connected tonight. God, that we would rise up and rule and reign and roar. Lift up our voices and begin to cry aloud. Lift up our voices and begin to sound the alarm of God. Hallelujah. Lift up and begin to pronounce the judgment and the wrath of God in the earth and call men that we would rise up and compel them, make them come. In the name of Jesus, release God and anointing over this platform tonight. In the name of Jesus, with a zeal, a passion, and a desire. Hallelujah. The go, God. Elijah went everywhere. And God is saying it's time to go everywhere that I send you. Hallelujah. I am with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am with you. There's no need to fear. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, and I seal it tonight with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Master Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will you be ready? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know that the Lord has sent this word. Glory to God, to make us ready. Amen, Jesus. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for it on tonight. We bless God for the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him for the sending. Amen. We bless God on tonight. God, now is time for us to get our places. Hallelujah. We got to get in our places. Occupy. Glory to God, because truly the Lord has need of us, each and every one of us. Glory to God, there is a work, amen, that the Lord is requiring of us, amen. No longer sitting down, hallelujah, no longer sitting down, no longer sitting down. Glory to God, but truly time for the hedges and the highways. Glory to God, and we give God thanks and we give God praise for this word on tonight. Glory to God, I thank God for the stirring. Amen. I feel a stirring in my soul. Glory to God. And you should feel a stirring in your soul. Glory be to God. You should feel a stirring going on even now. Hallelujah. And we bless God. We thank him tonight. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God for you tonight. Thank you for this word. Hallelujah. Thank you for this word. We thank God, people of God. Listen. Amen. There's a famine going on in the earth. A whole lot of places. I was talking with someone earlier today, and I was talking and I was telling them about how, you know, even there's been an evangelist going around to different churches and stuff like that. And people of God, I'm telling you, amen, there is a famine in the land for the word of God. But we give God thanks. I give God thanks and I give God praise for this PNN. Cause people, God, we get the word. We get the word. We get the rain. We get the, amen, Jesus, the word that compels, that word that draws. We get the word. Glory be to God. We get it. We get it. We get it. And I give God praise. Amen. As I begin to reflect on what I see with my eyes and versus, amen, what I'm hearing with my ears. Coming through this PNN. I give God, thank you, God, praise, people of God, and the Lord will get his word out by any means necessary. He will reach his people by any means necessary. So we give God thanks and praise. Amen, Jesus. How we've often heard that this PNN has been a lifeline to many. Amen, Jesus. It has been a lifeline. Glory be to God. It has been a lifeline to so many people. Amen, including myself. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. This word that come over this PNN. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It helps us to plumb the line. It helps us to plumb the line. Helps us to get it together. Helps us to know what God is requiring of us. And then it strengthens us. Amen. It strengthens us and bring us to the place that the Lord would have. So we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight for this word. We thank him. We bless him. Glory be to God always. Amen. Always. All of his messengers that he brings forth on this line. I just thank God. Amen. My heart is just so glad. Amen. On tonight for what God has said unto us, his people. Again, it's a compelling word. Amen. To get in our places. Find our places. Get in our places. Glory to God. Because, again, the Lord truly has need of each and every one of us. So we bless him. We thank him on tonight. Amen. People of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Listen, you can get a copy of the broadcast. It is absolutely free. People of God, listen, all you have to do is text us. Text us, and the number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. You can also text us at 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. And we will ensure to get your copy to you. Amen. We do realize we have a few that are outstanding, but you can certainly get your copy. Now, listen, people of God, if you, amen, Jesus, are not texting in for it, you can always call, amen, between this broadcast and the next broadcast and get the number that is there on our intro. That number, you can dial that number and listen to the previously recorded broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God. We thank God on tonight. Thank God for you, people of God. We bless the Lord for you. Again, blessing God for all that he's doing. Blessing God for what he has done. Thank you for sending out these broadcasts. Thank you for inviting people to come to this line. We just bless God. We thank God. Amen. Thank God again so much for you. Thank you, prophetess. Thank you, thank you, thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. And we pray a special blessing, amen, over you, even now in the name of Jesus. People of God, let us look toward, amen, the Lord on tonight. Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you for your servant on tonight. We thank you for your prepared word. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for the sacrifice to come, to bless your people, to feed your people, to give unto your people what you say. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We bless you on tonight, oh God, and we're asking that you will bless your servant now. We're asking that you will strengthen her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to open up your open heaven unto her. Pour her out a blessing, oh God, that she should not have room to receive. We're asking that you bless her going out, bless her coming in, even from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we're asking that you meet needs, meet every need on tonight. Glory to God. Give her the desires of her heart, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for making straight the path. We're thanking you for opening doors, doors of utterance that this word may go forth. We're thanking you now, glory to God, for the sending. Thank you for the sending, oh God. Thank you for the compelling, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now. We're thanking you, oh God, for strengthening her for the days ahead. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for blessing our family. Thank you for blessing our business, oh God. Blessing each and everything that concerns her. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. Now, Father, we're asking you even in this hour, cause your face to shine upon her. Give her peace even so in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We love you. We appreciate you, oh God, for this gift to the body of Christ. We thank you now for covering her in your shed blood. We thank you. We praise you. We honor and glorify you in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you hide her behind your cross, cover her in your shed blood. And for this, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. And woman of God, we want to release the platform back to you now. We want to release the platform back to you now. Glory to God. Glory to God. You have the platform, woman of God, for the dismissal. Amen. Glory, and for the final remarks.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. We thank God for all that has been said and all that is done tonight. But I guess as Evangelist is talking about the famine for the word of God, and it's in Amos chapter 8. I just want to read it to you before I come up the line. It says from verse 11, "Behold, the days come, said the Lord, I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing of the word of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to see the word of the Lord, and it shall not be found." And so all of those who are rejecting the word of the Lord and all of those who are fighting against the word and fighting against his people, God is saying there's a time coming when they will not be able to find his word, not be able to find a person to speak into their hearing or to even give them a word of comfort. And so I bless God for that tonight. But we are, before I close, God wants us to know that the sound of trumpet of Jubilee is across the earth. And so when we think about Jubilee and the sound of the trumpet, God is saying the sound of the trumpet, this is the sound of rejoicing for his people, for his servant, spirit of Elijah in the earth, which means there is an open heaven. Hallelujah. Elijah broke the curse of famine and drought from over the land by restoring worship back to the true God of Israel. And so that is what God is doing. God is restoring and releasing the rule of his people. The spirit of Elijah, he said, I'm releasing it. And so this is a time of rejoicing. This is a time of jubilee. Bless his name. And God is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. And so let us take heart. Let us not worry. Let us not operate in fear and doubt and unbelief. We got to believe that God sent a word, then he sends it. If he sends it, that means he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. And so, God, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you tonight that this is a time of jubilee. This is a time of the sound of the trump rejoicing for the body of Christ, for your people. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. This is a time of prosperity, God. This is a time, oh God, that you're bringing us from the back to the front. You're pulling us out of the cave. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight for everyone that has taken the time out to stay and listen to your word. Those who took the time out, hallelujah, to be in the midst of us from every nation, every tongue, every language. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight, God, those who are listening, wherever they're listening from. God, that hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, God, may a blessing be released. Glory to God. May a blessing be released in the ears of the hearers. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ha, yes, God. May a blessing, God, a tangible blessing. Hallelujah. A tangible blessing be released over the lives of your people. Now cover us with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hide us behind the shadow of your cross. Let no weapon formed against us through this night and for the rest of this week prosper. We thank you now, God, that you send your demonic, you send your angels to fight against every demonic spirit, God, of retaliation and backlash, or from every region, city, and state. We do come together to say thank you and to give you praise in Jesus' name. We cover everyone's house, cars, vehicles, whatever they are, wherever they go, with the blood of Jesus. Until we meet again, may God bless each and every one of you. And Evangelist Bradley, God bless you. The PNN advisors and the prayer warriors, God bless you. And may God always bless PNN in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you again, woman of God. And this does conclude tonight's broadcast, people of God. Come on back to be with us on tomorrow night. Amen. And let us hear what thus saith the Lord. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.